Deuteronomy chapter 20. When you go out for battle against your enemies, and you see the horses and chariots of a people more numerous than you are, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt, is with you. When you are approaching the battle, the priest is to come forward and speak to the people. He will say to them, "Listen, Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies. Do not let your heart become weak. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble. Do not dread them, because the Lord your God is going with you to do battle for you against your enemies to save you." The officers also are to speak to the people and say, "Whoever has built a new house but has not dedicated it, let him go and return to his house so that he does not die in the battle and another man dedicates it. Whoever has planted a vineyard but has not yet removed it from sacred status, let him go and return to his house so that he does not die in the battle and another man is the first to eat from it. Whoever is pledged in marriage to a woman but has not consummated the marriage, let him go and return to his house so that he does not die in the battle and another man takes her in marriage." Then the officers are to speak again to the people and say, "Whoever is afraid and faint-hearted may go and return to his house, so that the hearts of his brother Israelites do not melt in cowardice like his heart." When the officers finish speaking to the people, they are to appoint army commanders at the head of the people. When you approach a city to fight against it, call out to it, asking for a peaceful surrender. If the city answers you peace, and it opens up its gates for you, then all the people found in it will become forced labor for you, and they will serve you. But if it does not make peace with you, and it makes war against you, then lay siege against it. The Lord your God will deliver it into your hands, and you will strike down all the males with the edge of the sword. But the women and the children, and the cattle and everything that is in the city, all its plunder, take as spoils of war for yourself. You may make use of the plunder of your enemies that the Lord your God gives you. Do this to all the cities that are very far away from you, which are not cities of the nations around here. However, from the cities of these people that the Lord your God is giving to you as your inheritance, do not keep alive anything that breathes. Devote them completely to destruction, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, just as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that they do not teach you to commit all of the abominations that they commit for their gods, with the result that you sin against the Lord your God. When you lay siege against a city for a long time, as you fight against it in order to capture it, do not destroy its trees by swinging axes against them, because you will be able to eat what the trees bear, so do not cut them down. For is a tree in the field something human that you should besiege it? Only trees that you know are not food-producing trees may be destroyed. You may cut them down to build siege works against the city that makes war against you until it falls. Chapter 21. In the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess, if a person who has been killed is found lying in the open field, and it is not known who struck him down, then your elders and your judges are to go out and measure the distance from the person who was killed to each of the surrounding towns. The elders of the city that is closest to the person who was killed are to take a heifer that has not been worked and is not pulled with a yoke. The elders of that city are to bring the heifer down to a gully that has a flowing stream and that has not been plowed and sown, and they are to break the neck of the heifer there in the gully. Then the priests, the descendants of Levi, are to come near, because the Lord your God has chosen them to serve and to bless you in the name of the Lord, and every dispute and every case of assault is to be decided according to their ruling. Then all the elders of the city closest to the person who was killed are to wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the gully. Then they are to testify by saying, "Our hands did not pour out this blood. and our eyes did not observe it. Atone, Lord, for your people whom you have redeemed, and do not charge us with taking innocent life among your people Israel. Then their blood guilt will be atoned for. In this way you will purge away from among you the guilt of shedding the blood of an innocent person by doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. When you go out for battle against your enemies, and the Lord your God gives them into your hands, if you take some of them as captives, then you see in that group of captives a beautiful woman, and you are attracted to her and would like to take her as your wife, then you will bring her into your house. She is to shave her head and trim her nails. She also is to remove the clothing she wore when she was captured, and to stay in your house and weep for her father and her mother for a month. After that, you may come to her and become her husband, and she will become your wife. Then, if you are no longer pleased with her, you are to let her go as she desires. You must not sell her for money. You are not to deal with her as a slave, because you have humiliated her. If a man has two wives, and one is loved and one is not loved, and both the loved one and the unloved one have borne children for him, and the firstborn son belongs to the unloved wife, then on the day that he bequeaths what he owns to his sons, he cannot declare the son of the loved wife as his firstborn in preference to the son of the unloved wife, who is the true firstborn. He must acknowledge the son of the unloved wife as the firstborn by giving him a double portion of everything that is recognized as his, because that son is the beginning of his father's virility. The legal right of the firstborn belongs to him. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey the voice of his father and his mother, and they discipline him, but he will not listen to them, then his father and his mother are to take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city and to the gate of his hometown. Then they will say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is stubborn and rebellious. He does not obey us. He is a worthless glutton and a drunkard." Then all the men of his city are to stone him to death. And so you will purge the evil from among you, and all Israel will hear and fear. If there is a man whose sin justly deserves a death sentence, and he is put to death, and you hang him on a tree, his dead body is not to remain on the tree overnight. You must bury him on the same day, because a person left hanging on a tree is cursed by God. You are not to defile your ground that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.